Let's talk. Let's talk about something today that we tend not to talk about very often. As a matter of fact, you may have never had this conversation before. Let's talk about the Sabbath. It has been said that the Sabbath seems to be the most ignored command in Scripture. Certainly, it is the most violated without remorse. Yes, we break that commandment. And we're not even sorry for it. Let's look at some scripture. First of all, let's look in the Old Testament in Exodus 20, verse 8 says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." And then after that, it gives us the directions on how we can do that, how we can keep the Sabbath holy. Verses 9 through 11 says, "6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant or your female servant, or your livestock or your sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath and made it holy." And in Deuteronomy 5, verse 1, it says, "And Moses summoned all Israel and said to them, 'Hear, O Israel, the statutes and the rules that I speak in your hearing today, and you shall learn them and be careful to do them.'" And then down in verses 12 through 15, it says, "Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter or your male servant or your female servant or your sick or your ox or your donkey or any of your livestock or the sojourner who is within your gates, that your male servant and your female servant may rest as well as you. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day." So let's move to the New Testament now and see how Jesus teaches about the Sabbath in the Gospels. In Matthew 12, we will read verses 1 through 8 in chapter 12. "At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, 'Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath.' And Jesus said to them, 'Have you not read what David did when he was hungry, and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests? Or have you not read in the law how on the Sabbath the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are guiltless? I tell you, something greater than the temple is here." I'm going to read verse 6 again. "I tell you, something greater than the temple is here. And if you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." And then in Mark 2, we find in verses 23 through 28, it says, "One Sabbath, he was going through the grain fields," and it's talking about Jesus here, "and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. And the Pharisees were saying to him, 'Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?' And he said to them, 'Have you never read what David did when he was in need and was hungry, and he and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God in the time of Abiathar, the high priest, and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and also gave it to those who were with him? And he said to them, 'The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath.'" So it's very important here that we listen to what Jesus is saying. And I think it's very important, too, that we ask some questions about the Sabbath and what Jesus means. And so I'm going to ask you these questions, but I'm not going to give you answers from myself. I want you to go back through the scriptures this week and pray as you do that, asking the Holy Spirit to tell you what the Sabbath truly is and how you should observe it. Okay, I have a question for you. What did Jesus mean when he said the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath? Search that out. Another question. When Jesus said, "So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath," what do you think that means? Do we allow Jesus to be Lord of the Sabbath? Or do we even acknowledge the Sabbath? Or do we replace the Lord for the Sabbath? Do we make the rules for the Sabbath? Do we make our own rules for the Sabbath? Yes, it's hard to think about that. It's a harsh thought. But we tend to allow to let everything in our lives, like our relationships and our schedules, our work, our families, to come first before the Lord. Why do we allow self to rule over our Sabbath? Why do we not have a problem keeping the commands that tell us not to steal or not to kill? Or the commandment that says to honor our father and mother? We don't have problems with those commandments. Those seem to be easier for us to follow. But we break the commandment to honor our Father, our Heavenly Father, by observing the gift He so thoughtfully gave us in setting aside the Sabbath for honoring Him. Why do we do that? And how can we fix that? And some more questions for you to ask. What do you think the Sabbath meant to the Israelites? What did the Sabbath mean to the Pharisees? What did the Sabbath mean to the disciples? What did the Sabbath mean to Jesus? What does the Sabbath mean to you? What does the Sabbath mean to me? In Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13 says, "The end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil." And in 1 John 5, 3, it says this, "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome." So this week, as you go through your week, I challenge you to search the scriptures related to the Sabbath and ask the Holy Spirit what the Sabbath should mean to you. Have a great week.